This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. I'm going to show you some video today, friends, of the whistleblower that's coming forward. Project Veritas is also a part of this as well. And these are two different videos that I'm going to share with you, but it was one of those, again, going back and, you know, I'm asking the Lord, how do I say it without saying, I told you so? Because when you say, I told you so, it comes across as being cocky, overconfident, arrogant. That's not why I'm saying I told you so. I'm saying, folks, we need to go back to the word, hold to it, because the I told you so's are coming sooner or later, and sometimes sooner than later when it comes to the truth of the word, because the Lord's not going to keep himself without witness when it comes to the things of the word, friends. And here we are again. We have a whistleblower coming forward and telling the American people the government's behind all of it. They're behind all of it, and she's going to explain that to you in just a little bit. Now, before we get going here, if you want to jump online, please do. You can go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe to the page, folks, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also be aware of the fact that for some reason or another, some people are getting unsubscribed by their Rumble feed. And if that's the case, please let us know. Go to our contact page and let us know what's going on, because we are dealing with heavy suppression in illegal censorship from the said government, who has no business violating the First Amendment of the Bill of Rights, and we're not going to stop doing what we're doing, and by the grace of God, we're not moving. We're going to be right here, and the fact of the matter is we need to get busy to bring about those answers, the history of the church that God is willing to give you, what you're willing to fight for, but you got to first get in the fight, 1 Timothy 6:12. So with that, sonsoflibertymedia.com, subscribe to the page, go to SOL Radio at the top, subscribe to the live feed. That's on the top left side of the page as well. Also check out beforeitsnews.com. Beforeitsnews.com. Look at the left side of that page. You're going to find us there. My friend Michael Roach's page. And if you'd like to give us a call, please stick to the topic or something that may pertain to the things that we're talking about, adding to, taking away. If you want to contend for the faith, Jude 3 and 4, you can do that as well. Go ahead and test your steel, if you will. 1-866-582-9933. So I was having a conversation today with a woman, and she was talking about her kids. And the first thing that goes through my mind is Scripture, of course. And I think of Luke 7:35, and what does it tell us? It tells us that wisdom is justified by her children in the King James Version. In other words, when you look at your kids, that's the fruit of the way that you trained them up, because in Proverbs 22:6, it tells us to train up a child in the way he or she should go, and when he or she is old, they will not depart from it. But I began to think a little bit, and I thought to myself, wait a second, you know what? Because she was talking about, in this conversation I was having, about how she's not going to be at fault if her kid chooses to take the wrong path in life. She said, I trained up my kids in the way of the Lord. And when she said that, I started thinking, you know what? You know, in a lot of ways, that's right. But here's the other thing. I don't want to pull away responsibility from the responsible party when it comes to our kids. What we see in America today right now is a prime example of what the older generation tolerated, of what the older generation raised up. And it's in full bloom right now, and it's not good. Why? Because they have been given over to the federal government, who has violated the 10th Amendment of the Bill of Rights while being indoctrinated illegally by the federal government. Keep that in mind. And also keep in mind, it was the parents that were dropping the kids off at the school gate to be illegally indoctrinated and raised up by their sworn enemies. So with that said, let's go to the other side of this, because the Bible says a false balance is an abomination to the Lord. When we look at that, yes, that's the responsibility of the American people. That's the responsibility of the parents, what we see today. And 86% of those that are sending their kids into public school today are, guess what, self-professed, just professed, friends, nothing more, nothing less, self-professed Christians. It's a lack of Christianity. Okay, the Bible doesn't tell you to have someone else train up your child. It tells you to do it. Matter of fact, yesterday we were driving by a building, and I looked over at my wife as I was observing a man dropping his baby off at a daycare center. And I looked at her and I said, you can no longer justify this. How do you entrust people that you don't know to change your kids' diapers at that age? What else are they doing? They're not able to talk. But you're trusting those people to raise up your child? And I'm not saying everybody's the devil, friends, but I'm telling you what, it's not for them to train up your children or to take care of your children anyways. It's for you to do that. And when I looked over and I noticed the man holding his baby and he was going to drop him off at this daycare center, I looked at my wife and I said, at this point in history, there is no justifying that in any sense of the word. There isn't. Okay, so, as I said a moment ago, let's go to the other side of this, because we don't want a false balance. I train up my children in the ways that they should go, and so when they are old, they will not depart from it. If they depart from it, they're on their own. Oh, I can tell you that they are on their own in this household, because we live what we do here. Day in, day out. We don't take the hat off and be somebody else when nobody's looking. No, character is who you are in secret, folks. And the fact of the matter is, when they're old enough and they're out of the house, they know what's right. And they know what's wrong in the face of the Lord. And they're either going to walk in the fear of the Lord, which is the beginning of wisdom, or they're not. They're going to wickedly depart from the Lord, and they're going to find out the hard way. Okay? I thought of, when I was having this conversation today with this woman who said, when they're old enough, I'm not responsible if they take the wrong road. You know what, friends? She's right. Because when you look at 1 Samuel 3:19, what does it tell us? Well, it tells us that when Samuel's children grew up, guess what they did? They took dishonest gain. We're talking about, by the way, that's in 1 Samuel 8:3. And then if you go to 1 Samuel 3:19, we're talking about one of the greatest prophets in the Bible that's ever been. Matter of fact, it tells us in 1 Samuel 3:19 that, and Samuel grew and the Lord was with him and did not let any of his words fall to the ground. What Samuel said, the Lord verified and bore witness and affirmed and confirmed. And it manifested, and it became fruit. The Lord never allowed a word of Samuel, that prophet, to ever fall to the ground. Don't tell me Samuel didn't raise up his children in the ways that they should go. You know he did. He practiced what he preached, because if he didn't, the Lord wouldn't bear witness to his lies. But what I want you to get here, it tells us in 1 Samuel 8:3, it says, listen carefully, his sons, however, did not walk in the Lord's way, but turned aside after dishonest gain. They took bribes, and they even perverted justice. I want to show you the fruit of those that don't practice what they preach. And if these kids have been raised up in the ways of the Lord, then they have their own road to follow.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research, and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at H-E-R-B-A-N-O-M-I-C.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon Radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
With fall just around the corner and people settling down from their summertime vacations and activities, now is the perfect time to schedule an event with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. If you're an avid listener of the Sons of Liberty radio show and find yourself saying, I wish my friends and family could hear this message, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and members of our community that need to hear this convicting message of truth, and we move to action to make a difference with all the issues we are facing in America today. So if you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. Now is the perfect time to set up fall and winter events at your local church, patriot group, community center, school, or more. So give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 and start making a difference in your world today.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Okay, so let's go back, and I want you to see these pictures. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, top left side of the page, and or before it's news. And I want to go through this before we actually get to the main topic here. And we were just talking about training up a child in the way that they should go. What happens when you see, and we see a massive amount of this, kids that call themselves Christians, then they get into college, and they just depart from the Lord. Hey, folks, the reason that they didn't go on in their faith is because they never had the faith, just for the record. Okay? Oh, it's totally true. If he's the author of your faith, he's also going to be the finisher of your faith. Now, I'm not saying some kids might not be sidetracked for a moment or two, but I'm telling you, if that's the case in your particular situation, you know how you ruin their lives for righteousness' sake? Pray for them. Pray for them that the Lord would chastise them, that he would inflict pain or suffering to humble or to improve, to bring them back to that straight and narrow and difficult is the way. Matthew 7, 20. Read it when you get a moment. Okay? But what happens when you start seeing kids like this? And I'm showing a girl that she's totally normal on the left side. And before you know it, she goes into college. She gets hit by her communist professors. She goes in debt. She hangs around a bunch of women that have no need of a man. There's a problem right there. Hello. They're created for just that. I read this yesterday in Genesis 2 and 3. But what's interesting is they take on something called feminism. They're taking on a spirit that the Lord condemns. Okay? So if you look at number one here, she's a normal girl. She goes to college, and then she gets a mohawk. Okay? I mean, just everything about it's wrong. Here's another girl. She's totally normal, probably daddy's little girl. And then she goes into college, and look what happens. Now, they can't blame their parents for this if they were trained up in the ways of the Lord. But if the parents train them up in the ways that they're going now, well, then the parents at fault, right? We can all agree to this. Look at this girl. Daddy's little girl. She goes to college. She shaves her head. And then before you know it, friends, after she shaves her head, she gets a big, it looks like a big Hare Krishna tattoo on her skin, on her bald head. Look at, folks, what's happening here. Look at this girl. Pretty little girl, right? Before you know it, she dyes her hair. She cuts her hair off. She goes to college. She cuts all of her hair off. She dyes it green. She gets tattooed dots for eyebrows. And then she gets a bull ring stuck through her nose. Folks, can you make this up? No, you really can't. What's happening there? This is what happens when they're not trained up in many cases, and rest assured, more than not, in the ways of the Lord. They're giving themselves over to anything and everything except what is right, right? Because they want to discover themselves. This is another reason you need to shut your television off, friends, and rest assured it's happening through Disney and cartoons, and the list goes on. But look what happens again, folks. Look at this girl right here. Pretty young girl, right? Before you know it, she doesn't shave anymore. She's being Europeanized. And you know what? I just got a thought here because somebody sent this to me this morning, and I want you to hear this. Because it's exactly right. It's from one of the Sons of Liberty, and his name is Samuel Adams. And what he said, and I'm thinking of a friend that's a pilot of mine, a pilot friend of mine, I'm sorry. He had said, this is Samuel Adams. He said, liberty will not long survive the total extinction of morals. So what do they have? What's going on? They're being demoralized. They're being Europeanized. This is important that you understand, because this is what happens when men despise the moral precepts found in the Word of God. And you can see it happening in colleges. What happens, folks? A serious question. What happens when these kids are in the halls of government? You think things are bad now? Oh, my goodness. Again, we have a pretty girl, number four. And then on the right side, she shaves her head. She puts pink dye in it. She gets a tattoo. She doesn't shave anymore. And then she puts a pin through her tongue and through her nose. Okay, this is a feminism. Here's another one, number five. Another girl, young girl, probably mama's little sweetheart. She leaves home. She goes to college. By the way, if you look at the picture on the left, you can see, I think it's John Belushi in the back there giving the finger. So she was probably trained up in the ways that she did go. And here she is. Wow. I mean, there's something that really overcomes these young people in college, friends. Here's another girl. Looks like just a typical high school girl. She looks like a little, probably a little nerd in school. And I'm talking about, my wife was a nerd, by the way. GPA of 3.5, that kind of a nerd. That's what I'm talking about. What happens? She leaves, number six, she leaves school. She leaves the house. She goes to college. She gets her head completely shaved, her nose pierced. She gets these glasses, freaky-looking glasses. On, and then she's got this big awkward smile with a shaved head, a crew cut, painted blue. This is the importance of understanding, and you're seeing the fruit of this for your own eyes if you're on social media platforms even now, folks. What happens to kids, the transformations that take place when they leave home and then they end up in school. This girl right here, number seven, she leaves home and she goes into college, and then she thinks she's a boy, and then she doesn't shave any longer, and then she puts a pin in her nose and in her lips. I mean, look at this, folks. More than not, and again, after doing 365 public high schools, I can tell you, this is what the school system has raised up, because those Christians, patriots, and or conservatives thought it would be best for somebody else to raise up their kids. How's that working out for you, folks? It's a perfect picture of what we're talking about even now. Look at it again, number eight. She's totally normal. She goes to college. She gets a big tattoo. By the way, if you look at her tattoo, she's got a satanic tattoo on her right leg. And then she shaves her head. What are these kids giving themselves over to? Here's another one. She doesn't look normal, but I guess we'll take it for being normal, number nine. And then before you know it, she shaves her head. She dresses like a darksider, as we used to call them. And then she turns out to be a lesbian. They both shave their hairs. They don't need men. They want another woman. And who's teaching them that more than the colleges, friends, or the mainstream media and their useful idiots? And again, our laws counter all of this. I again want to make clear as to what I'm showing you here. Here's another one, number 10, totally normal. Before you know it, she shaved. She doesn't need a man neither. Here's another one. She didn't look all that normal, number 11. She goes to school and proves the point. She's got punk rock completely painted backwards on her T-shirt. She has a ponytail. She has somewhat of a mullet and then a little tiny ponytail painted pink. It's terrible, folks. This is what the colleges, this is what the schools and the colleges are raising up. Because the parents are no longer doing their job. Not in every case, but for the most, for most of these cases, that's exactly what it is. I've seen it a thousand times. I used to have kids come up to me, and we would do a nighttime event after the school assemblies were over as well, and they would bring their parents, and literally, I can't think of a case where it wasn't true, where I look at the kid, I'm having a conversation with the kid, and he's telling me about how bad he's got it, and what he's going through, and how he just got out of rehab for drug abuse, or he just got out of juvie for theft, car theft, whatever the case is, only to meet the parents then to understand exactly what happened with the kids, because they are the ones that led the way. You've heard the story of the little boy, I'm sure you have. The father every day used to pick up his little three-year-old boy before he'd go to work, and oftentimes he would set him down, and as he's walking to the car, he would turn around and see his little boy following him in his great footprints in the snow, following daddy out to the car. And every time he turned around, that little boy or that little girl would look at daddy and say, eyes are coming, daddy, right in your footprints. And it got to the point where the daddy was so convicted, praise God for the Holy Ghost, who comes in to convict of sin, righteousness, and judgment, John 16:8, where it got to the point where every day that he went to work, he would stop and have a drink at the local pub. And he kept hearing in his head, eyes are coming, Papa, eyes are coming, yite in your tracks, the little boy or little girl would say. And he just decided right then and there that he was no longer going to do it. And again, that's the fruit of the Holy Ghost, bringing conviction of sin, to repent of his ways, Psalm 19:7, Galatians 3:24, to convert him over to Christ. So he made the choice never to go to the pub again and drink, because he understood that the very tracks that he was laying, every single step, regardless if your kids see them or not, it's a spiritual world, friends. You reap what you sow, and if that's how you train up your children, you can rest assured that's exactly what your kids are going to end up doing if the Christ does not intervene on their behalf. And again, I'm just showing people right now, these are the kids, more than not, that have said, I'm coming, yite in your tracks, Mom and Dad, yite in your tracks. And again, how many times I've met parents only to understand exactly why the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree. It's really a sad scenario. Oh, by the way, here's Rachel Maddow, who attacked this ministry not once but twice. She was an average-looking girl in high school, and now she thinks she's a boy, and she's married to another woman. Folks, come on. This is the fruit of who we are if we allow this to happen in this country, right? If we love God, let's show the world how much we love it by magnifying his righteousness through law. Matthew 5:17. We'll be right back.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Thank you. USA News update. The scorching heat continues today throughout the southwest United States. In Phoenix, residents can look forward to a brutal 117-degree day. In Las Vegas, residents are being told they should stay indoors to avoid the intense heat that could see Sin City reach 116 today. A large fire continues to burn in Riverside County, California.
Crews continue to fight the rabid fire that started on Friday night and has grown to more than 4,500 acres by this morning. 25 homes have been forced to evacuate, and the fire is only 5% contained. Crews are also dealing with extreme heat as excessive heat warnings are in effect, where temperatures could reach 105 degrees today.
Correspondent Ryan Baker. President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden are spending the weekend at Camp David, the presidential retreat in the Maryland Mountains. That following a whirlwind trip to Europe where Biden participated in the NATO summit. John Schaefer, USA News.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Actually love the topic that we've been talking about, because I understand that if we don't sow into our young people, this is the kind of stuff we're going to get. Now, I'm not saying that they cannot be converted, but it is kind of, I don't want to use the word scary because it doesn't scare me. It bothers me because it bothers me that they would make choices that are so irresponsible to act in such a fashion to do the things that they do to themselves, which is demonic activity, period. Period. So, anyways, with that said, 1-866-582-9933. Let's get to the main topic here. I'm wondering which one I should play for you first, because she pretty. You know what? I'm going to play the other one first. Just hang on a second here with me. 1-866-582-9933. This is a woman named Tara Lee Rodas. And she is a health and human services whistleblower. Now, just imagine, this is a prime example. If everybody in government or in these agencies actually did their job, this is what they'd be doing. Crime couldn't survive. See, because when they uphold the Constitution, what do? They're exposing those that aren't. And in this particular case, she has to go all the way to the top to show the American people, look what the government is responsible for doing. And we all knew this. Anybody that's paying attention to what's going on here already knew that it was the government that was behind child trafficking. I would caution people, too, before getting too excited about the fact that this is all being exposed. In many cases, friends, this is also leading through opposition that's controlled and created. There's always a pill in a scenario. Remember Dead Fish Rahm Emanuel, former Chicago mayor, crook? He said that they had to make the most of every crisis, never let a good crisis go to waste. Oftentimes what will happen is once they're exposed, Luke 12:2, then what they'll do is they'll try to put themselves in there as being the problem solver to basically throw you off as to who's responsible for creating the problem in the first place. That's what they do. They create the crisis, then they play the problem solvers. And Americans haven't figured this out yet. But what happens when we get Tara Lee Rodas's all over the country? Crime has to stop. It subsides. Okay. And this, by the way, is an exhibition of real love here, friends. Here again is another woman standing up doing what men are afraid to do. And I praise God that she's doing what needs to be done. But I would ask the question again, where are the men to stand up and get busy putting a stop to this across the board? It's not suggesting that there isn't. But I am saying, friends, it's time for us to stand up and put a stop to all of this now. If this doesn't help you understand what I'm talking about, hopefully after you watch it, it will.
Ranking Member DePaul and distinguished members of the committee, it is an honor to be here. I thank you for the invitation to share my testimony. My goal is to inspire action to safeguard the lives of migrant children, including the staggering 85,000 that are missing. Today, children will work overnight shifts at slaughterhouses, factories, restaurants to pay their debts to smugglers and traffickers. Today, children will be sold for sex. Today, children will call a hotline to report they are being abused, neglected, and trafficked, and we don't know if they're going to get the help they need. For nearly a decade, unaccompanied children have been suffering in the shadows, and I have to confess, I knew nothing about their suffering until 2021 when I volunteered to help the Biden administration with the crisis at the southern border. As part of Operation Artemis, I was deployed to the Pomona Fairplex Emergency Intake Site in California to help
HHS,
Office of Refugee Resettlement, reunite children with sponsors in the United States. I thought I was going to help place children in loving homes. Instead, I discovered that children are being trafficked through a sophisticated network that begins with recruiting in home country, smuggling to the U.S. border, and ends when ORR delivers a child to a spot.
So what she's saying, friends, is the agencies that have been created by your government are actually the ones that are giving the children over to sponsors without being vetted. Okay? Now listen, there's more.
Sponsor. Some sponsors are criminals and traffickers and members of transnational criminal organizations. Some sponsors view children as commodities and assets to be used for earning income. This is why we are witnessing an explosion of labor trafficking. Now, whether it's intentional or not, it could be argued that the United States government has become...
Okay, now why she would say, regardless if this is intentional or not, I know not. I don't know if she had a fear moment or whatever the case is, but the second video that I'm going to show you, she is very bold to come out and tell you exactly and basically take a step back and confront what she just said here. But I'm going to play the rest of this because I want you guys to understand the severity of how the government has become the middleman and who is also responsible for stealing your dollars to process these kids to traffickers, okay? Just want to make clear.
The middleman in a large-scale, multi-billion-dollar child trafficking operation that is run by bad actors seeking to profit off of the lives of children. As for me, my interest is the safety of the children. I do not view this as a political issue. I view this as a humanitarian issue. I assure you, my motives are the highest and best. I want the children protected. So I want to tell you some of what I witnessed personally at the Pomona Fairplex. I saw vulnerable indigenous children from Guatemala who speak Mayan dialects and cannot speak Spanish.
Yep.
That means they cannot ask for help in English. They cannot ask for help in Spanish. They become captives of their sponsors.
Imagine your kids.
I have sat with case managers as they've cried to tell me the horror of what has happened to children as they make the journey
yep.
to this country. I saw apartment buildings where 20, 30, and 40
This is your government, America. That's responsible.
I saw sponsors trying to simultaneously sponsor children from multiple ORR sites at one time. I saw sponsors using multiple addresses to obtain sponsorships of children. And I saw numerous cases of children in debt bondage, and the child knew they had to stay with the sponsor until the debt was paid. Realizing that we were not offering the children the American dream, but instead putting them in modern-day slavery with wicked overlords, was a terrible revelation. A terrible revelation. These children are a captive victim population with no access to law enforcement or knowledge of their rights. They are extorted, abused, neglected. And that is why I blew the whistle in 2021. I witnessed firsthand the horrors of child trafficking and exploitation. My life will never be the same after what I saw. But I have hope, because I'm counting on you.
Okay, so now she's making a plea to government to put a stop to this. What she doesn't realize is many in the government are a part of the problem. This is why you never, and something I thought about again today, friends, justice guards our liberties, correct? That's what it says above the heads of the Supreme Court injustices, those 9 unelected bureaucrats, okay? If justice guards our liberty, how come we are not getting justice within the halls of government when it comes to exposing the crimes of those that have been incumbent? Think about it. Because it's the fox in the chicken coop. She's making an appeal to people that are responsible for the crimes that she's highlighting right now. Not every one of them, but rest assured, friends, many of them are.
I hope that you'll take action to end this crisis, to safeguard the lives of most of these vulnerable children.
Okay, so she's saying now, she's making an appeal to these individuals during this hearing, and she's saying to them, I'm praying that you take action to put a stop to this, okay? But in the video that I'm about ready to show you, she says the exact opposite. I don't know why she's playing it safe here, but she kind of is. Let's keep going here.
Children, people have asked me, you know, what can be done? What would you suggest? Well, first, I think HHS's number one priority is oversight. They must commit to oversight, transparency, and accountability. If I could wave a magic wand, this, I believe, could be quickly solved by experts in the IG community. There is a Pandemic Analytics Center of Excellence, or the PACE, as we call it. I believe if data analysts at the PACE could look at the data, children could be rescued. Criminals could be prosecuted if the PACE had access to this data. It shows where the children are and who has them. I think also we need to change the culture of speed over safety.
Okay.
Speed is the wrong performance measure when dealing with children. We need to revamp the vetting process of sponsors and have case managers who have investigative backgrounds, data analytics backgrounds, some certified fraud examiners. And I think we need to reimagine a system where the sponsor is the accountable
party. Of course.
Sponsors should be required to report to ORR. And lastly, stop retaliating against whistleblowers.
You think?
Stop retaliating against the people who are trying to tell the truth to save the children. As it is written, a wise man listens to advice, while a fool continues in his folly.
Making reference to scripture.
HHS needs to be wise to care for these children.
Okay, so folks, you guys get the point as to what's going on. On the other side, I'm going to pull up a very short video, and then we'll kind of cover this. If you want to call in, now's the time to do so. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Got some calls coming up right now. I'll take you on the other side. We have a hard break coming up on us right now. Again, if you want to check us out on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com and or beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com. On both of those pages, on the left side of those pages, there we are. Again, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. I wanted to show you this really quick, but I'll get to it on the other side. I don't want to put too much in here as to the pill, as to where they're saying, let this crisis, let it not go to waste. This is where they're trying to play the problem solvers. Just wait a second, folks. This is going to make some of you indignant, and rightfully so. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, we'll be right back on the other side.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Richard Mass, attorney with Liberty Counsel. Bradley Dean and Sons of Liberty Radio are on the front lines of our culture war, and I am proud to call them brothers in arms. What America needs now is more people telling the truth, regardless of the cost. Bradley is one of those people.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Thank you for hanging on, Rupert from Augusta, Maine. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Yeah, hi, Bradley. How are you today?
I'm good, thanks.
Yeah, so here in Maine, here's what we've been doing, and we found this to be pretty effective. We all know they're coming after the children to get their adrenochrome. So we have found that if we have the kids drink like 10 gallons of water and they have to urinate a lot, the adrenochrome comes out with the urine and it rids them of all adrenochrome, and now these kids are not being kidnapped anymore. So why don't we just do that in everywhere in the country, just have the kids drink a lot of water so they pee out all the adrenochrome.
Well, here, let me put it this way. Why don't we just keep ignoring all the crimes that we witness on a daily basis coming from federal and state governments so they can go ahead and re-engage and attack somebody or somebody else at any given time? How about we do what the Word of God says and what our Constitution says and actually says take responsibility and deal with the criminals themselves rather than laying that burden on the children to fix themselves so they don't have to worry about becoming a prey to another corrupt official in government? I mean, that one sounds better to me, right? We deter the crime. Proverbs 16:6. We don't lay it on the kid to fix himself so someone doesn't lay for him. I mean, that's kind of backwards, isn't it?
Well, everything you said makes sense, of course, but there's other things we need to be doing. Like, do you know of any special prayers or anything that we can say at kids that will rid them of their adrenochrome?
No, no, no. And you're just, to me, that is completely backwards. Here's the deal. You teach men the fear of consequence. That's how you teach them to fear the Lord. Show them the statutes and tell them, you kidnap my kid, this is going to be the consequence of you doing that. I don't care who gets in the way, because the daddies that I know across the country, you touch their kids, you're going to wish that you hadn't, and you ain't going to make it to the judge. How about that message? Because that's the one that works. And that's the one that's biblical. And no, we're not going to sit behind God and hide behind prayer and say, Lord, do for us what we're unwilling to do for ourselves. That is the most backwards thing that I've ever heard in my life. But again, that's the problem. Evil men understand not justice. Okay? Read Proverbs 28, verse 5 when you get a moment. We got Linda calling in from Missouri. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Thank you so much, and God bless you, Bradley, for all you do. The lady you had on the video, she's appealing to a government that people think still exists. And I know that you know the Constitution pretty much backwards and forwards, and I've studied it as well. Article 4, Section 4 states that we were guaranteed a Republican form of government. Yep. I don't think we've seen that for decades, if not a century or so. And you're right, we must do what the Lord says, and biblically, these people need to be dealt with, whether it's a child trafficker, a molestation, adrenochrome, Satan, whatever it is,
yep.
It needs to be dealt with. And I do believe that God is waiting for us to step in and do it.
He is.
Because, like you said, if you're lukewarm, it's over. And I thank you so much for the call, taking the call. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, Linda. And it's exactly right. I mean, to suggest, let's just go back to the call that we just had from Maine, to suggest that we make the kids drink more water so that they pee it out rather than the adults taking responsibility in dealing with the kidnappers or the pedophiles themselves. Friends, that's the mindset of the American people right there. And as our friend Linda just said, we are a constitutional republic, Article 4, Section 4. We're ruled by law, and especially those that serve we the people. See, the people don't want to take responsibility in righting the wrongs. That's why we're in trouble. Just as Linda said, Proverbs 7:2 came to my aid right away. Keep my commandments and live, right? And in Deuteronomy 4:6, it says this is our wisdom. But if you don't want to be the law and you don't want to enforce judgment, you're going to get more of this. And let me say one more thing to the last call with Linda. We are a constitutional republic. What we need is good men occupying the offices. We don't need to change law because they are using policy to undermine our law, but they're sold to the American people as law when in fact they're not the law. Let me say it this way. If you're sick and tired of man's 10,000 commandments, get back to God's 10, number one. In the face of Senator John Glenn, who said if we had to follow the rule of law in this country, we could not enact most of the bills that we pass around here. You know what they depend upon? The ignorance of the American people to continuously do the things that they're doing. And that's why they're doing it. I got one more video here, and I'll do my best to take these next couple phone calls. But this is also the same woman. Now, this is Project Veritas, and she's being brave, and she's saying in many ways what she didn't say during the last video. But this one's really short, and I want you to listen carefully again as to what she has to say here, friends, because she goes right in for the juggler. She really does.
My name is Tara Rodas, and thanks
Rodas.
To the bravery of Aaron Stevenson, and thanks to Project Veritas and James O'Keefe for publishing the story, I was sitting on the Pomona Fairplex emergency intake site processing unaccompanied children. So you may know that children were coming to this country from other countries. We were taking them into the care, HHS, and then delivering them to sponsors, unvetted sponsors throughout the United States. So because one whistleblower came forward and because one organization was willing to tell the truth, I was able to then uncover and report that the U.S. government is the middleman in a large-scale, multi-billion dollar child trafficking operation.
Who's responsible, friends? The government is.
Taxpayer-funded.
Taxpayer-funded.
So one
taxpayer
whistleblower
child
comes
forward
telling the truth. Sets in motion a cascade of things that you could never imagine. So I was very grateful for the opportunity for some.
See, but the American people have had warning of this for decades in this country. So anyways, I just wanted you to see that for yourself. She's telling you who's doing it, who's funding it. You are, and the government's stealing your money and funding child trafficking. That's what she just said. Okay? But we've known this for decades. I know people just want to act like that could never happen here. Matter of fact, one of my friends on social media platforms just said the republic is dead. No, it's not dead. The Bible says that the word is dead, but we're called to be written epistles for all men to read, right? Okay, we're also called to be witnesses of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. It's not the law that's dead, it's the people that are dead in their sin, 1 Corinthians 15. Okay, if we're called to be the witnesses of the resurrection by the power of the Holy Ghost because we've been born anew, we're going to go out there and do exactly who our Father and what our Father created us to be. And what is that? We are called to go enforce the law. We are the Holy Ghost police on this earth. We are the light that reproves the darkness, Ephesians 5:11. And if we don't want to do that again, this is what we're going to get. We're going to get more of it. And rest assured, it's coming your way. Okay? No, the republic is not dead. The people are dead in their sins. That's their problem. That's not mine. I still trust this system of government. I love the institution of government. And we are the government. And until we go back to the third point that I just made, this is going to continuously go down the road that it's going. Okay? But the Lord doesn't need a majority. He needs a minority. And if that's the case, Lord, here we are. Send us. We got Rusty calling in from Birmingham, Alabama. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, my friend. What say you?
Yeah, hi. I take my kids to a lot of professional sporting events. Do you know of any pro athletes that are pedophiles?
Anyway, so let's go to Bob in Texas. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Hey, Bradley, we're getting some We the People justice here in Texas. It takes the precinct chairs. About every 3,000 people has a precinct chair across the nation. And our Speaker of the House has just been censured by his biggest county, which means that I hope there's like 15 others that are going to do it. We, Monday night, will be voting to censure him as well. So that's one way we can get rid of our top officials. And the complaints against him were largely promoting or allowing pedophilia and not protecting the borders. Another Article 4, Section 4 thing.
Yeah.
So he stopped legislation from protecting the borders. So we can do it, and it's all you need to get Robert West on, Five Star Plan, and talk to him about this is huge.
Well, send them my way, my friend. Send them my way. And, again, we got much coming up that I want to share with the people as well as to what we have been doing behind the scenes over here. But we're on the same track with you, Bob. I totally appreciate the call. Got another phone call coming in. I can't take it. I want you to see this really quick. I was going to show you the fruit of pedophiles when they hit jail. It doesn't work out for them. They're almost instantly killed, many of them. But I wanted to show you this. This is the pill in the jam when the likes of Emmanuel said, the former Chicago mayor, when he said, never let a good crisis go to waste. What they want to do, the Masons want to, in Georgia, they want to put chips in your kids so they don't have to worry about your kids getting ripped off. This is what I'm talking about. We need to be prudent. That means wisdom in the way of caution, and we need to pay attention about what's going on. This is not what we need. We need to go ahead and deal with the corrupt that are guilty of these crimes, period. Love you by what we do. Talk to you in 23.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.